Ba'amadon on la'achosim aderech, v'laylo, so he says, they didn't know the way.
Who's
Shmuel Bermel. Yeah. They didn't know the way.
No, they didn't know the way.
They knew the way, they knew where they were going. So he says that that's not the vort. A yid always goes, Musa Haskar, a yid always goes with Hashem. He says, it says by Hagar, it says, v'telach v'tesa b'midbar. What does that mean? Rashi says, shaholcha, how do you know? So, because a yid's never lost. A yid's never lost. A yid has, no matter what happens to him, Hashem sent me here. You got stuck? Okay, you got stuck, because Hashem wanted you to get stuck. He brings down, he says a story from Matka Pagamansky. Oh. He was with, one of his Talmidim.
Oh, you know, fascinating person. You have to read that book.
I read part of it, yeah. I know a lot about Matka Pagamansky. No, he was Ilu Yatsum. Forget about it. Bekitza, he was with this guy, and they got stuck for Shabbos, a little derf, and he was fine. The guy was extremely bothered, like we're stuck here in the middle of nowhere, like a little shul. And it came Shabbos morning, and somebody announced, is there anybody that could be a mohel? Any of the guests could be a mohel, because they had a baby on Shabbos last Shabbos, and we couldn't find the mohel to come. And he said, yeah, I'm a mohel. So Matka Pagamansky says, now you know why you're here for Shabbos. Nothing happens for no reason. So he said,
the thing is, you don't always get, the hard part is, you don't always get
no, you don't always have the answer. You don't have the answer. Not always the answer. But that's how you have to, that's
it. Work it as if.
But it's everything in life is like that. You don't know, you know.
Of course, you can see the future part. There's a year that was going up now with which rabbi?
The Kippur.
He's going for Yom Kippur. And he was almost out of town, but he was exhausted. So he's like, I have plenty of time. There's plenty of time that day. He was in the morning already. I'll take it out. P.S. He woke up like an hour to shkia, like ran his carriage towards the thing. He got there last minute. No, he didn't make it. I'm sorry. He didn't make it. He davened. He had to kibber in a field. The field by a tree. That's how he davened. He went to the at Matsyam Kippur. He ran to the rabbi, crying. The rabbi says, "You waited too good and needed to be lifted up by that tree."
No.
Hashem sent you.
Yep.
It's my mama. We say to see Hashem.
It's
the rabbi tells me a story that this girl got married at 22 years old, young girl, and her husband, 30 days later, she got after the chasa, her husband didn't wake up. It made the thing even worse was that her husband had one brother, and he was 3 years old.
The brother, so she has to wait. She can't wait. You have to wait for another 10 years.
For 10 years.
So yeah, you can't. So some of the maybe 12.
10 years, you had to wait, Bekitza. She was ice match. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I went to a Rebbe, and one Rebbe says, "You don't understand. You had to wait till you're 32 to get married. 32, 33 get married. The Eibush knew it's impossible. It's impossible. You're not going to be able to withstand it." He made a situation where it's okay. Not. There's no shaila. Okay. There's nothing to talk about.
And you can't be upset about it. You
can't be upset. It is what it is.
You're locked up.
This is what Hashem did. Right. So that's it.
The other way, just waiting for a date to admit
right.
You got your mother angry at the
shaila. Go out with wrong people and wrong people and wrong people for what? Right. For nothing. Yeah. You can't get married till you're 33.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. Interesting. The hair. Okay. You know what I mean?
Way to look at it.
Yeah. Anyway, the Meister with the Yid in Prague, he had a dream for 3 nights in a row. The school of from Don Segel, say over this Meister, Matzah Shabbos, the school of have Ashiris, be successful that week. The Meister said he had the dream 3 nights in a row that under the bridge in Prague, there's a treasure. So he ran over there, took his wagon and ran over there, and the guard said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I had a dream that there's a treasure here for 3 nights." And they said, "Interesting. And we had a dream for 3 nights that there's a treasure in a guy's oven and this block and this address in Prague. You see us going over there? So get out of here." And he picked himself up and ran. It was his house. And he went behind the oven and talked. There was a treasure there. And the rest is history. So Mr. Shem, you have a week of Shefa. Gashmis and Ruchnius and Allah under Zachem.
You used to have a safe today, I hope.
Yeah, of course. All right, it was empty this week. Nobody here.
Really?
Yeah, sorry, nobody's here.
Oops,
Tarner, yeah. Chapler, Lachman, Brohl, I mean, whatever, everybody's away. Everybody's away.
Everybody's in Florida. It's freezing.
Wherever they are, I don't know where they are. When are you leaving? Tomorrow?
Huh?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon.
He went tonight. Mrs. Garber went tonight. 2 o'clock flight from 12. JFK.
They leave at 2? I never. They went to Shabbos. They moved it to 2 because it's Shabbos is later, right?
I don't know. Moved to 2 o'clock from JFK. Interesting.
Usually 1 o'clock. Moved to 2.
Who's in the morning?
It's the middle of Aya tonight already.
Little of Aya. You know, the three boys spoke and the rabbi spoke and off. They're on their way.
They were here already?
Three out of four books spoke.
The one that's on the way is in LA or something. No, which one lives?
No, they all live here.
Yeah, but they were here because...
They all live here.
Y'all spoke.
Y'all didn't speak.
Y'all didn't speak.
No.
That's the one who didn't speak. Right?
He said he had a bad shloshim, you know?
That's what he said. But it's family.
Whatever. You know, Joe. Yoey. Yep. Bluma Bas Yoel, her mother was a Basachar Bas from the Taz. Her father was a Basachar Bas from the Taz. Benachar Ben. Steinberg. Benachar Ben from the Taz. Taz and the Bach. Mrs. Garber's father, Yoel Steinberg, the Munkacher Heiser, Benachar Ben from the Taz. And her mother was a Basachar Bas from the Baal Shem Tov. Mamash, like she's serious yichus, this family. Serious yichus.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good mix. If you need anything else
to mix, it's a good mix. Interesting yichus.
Yeah.
That would have been a story. All right, let's do the daf. You ready? The Olam's not here.
Yes.
No, I know.
Freeman
went away.
Freeman went away?
Went to Fallsburg, the guys.
He needs to get colder.
It's probably warm in there. Wasn't so cold today. There's no wind.
No wind is fine. I don't mind the wind is what makes it worse.
Right. I'm saying the cold? I don't mind that. It's very fresh. Very fresh walking today.
You went without your coat this morning to show?
No. Okay. I went with the coat, but I didn't like... Crazy.
Like, because it wasn't windy.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fresh air.
No, fire was doing right now.
No, it's freezing. The
fire has been wearing a parka for the past like 2 weeks.
Well, the iguanas are falling out of the trees.
Are they falling?
Probably. Well,
and everybody says you're not supposed to touch them because they're just frozen. They're not dead.
They're not dead. Yeah, they just freeze.
Yeah, they're very
They freeze solid and then they come back to life.
Really?
Yeah, they fall out of the trees. You see iguanas by the trees. And then, like these little, like lizards. And then, like, when it warms up, like 60 degrees, okay, then they just get up and walk away.
Some of them are big. Are they big? Any of them big?
Some of them are big, but I don't think they're one of
the larger. I don't know. They always put up signs. Don't touch the iguanas. They're not dead.
Geckos.
Yeah, the geckos are, like, they're tiny. You don't worry about bugs in the far and we're right. They open up the grill like 5 centimeters.
Lizards.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. These little lizards.
I saw an alligator. It was really good.
Where?
In like one of the lakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it was like in one of the developments.
Alligator made its way in?
They do all the time. They go through sewers. They come over.
Sewers and they come up. You know those lakes?
People find them in their pools all the time.
Really?
No.
All the time. All the time. All the time.
Well, the time was just one time she saw it, wasn't it?
All the time. They really? Find, yeah, because they come in through there. Any lake area has alligators in it. You have to be choshesh.
So before you go into the pool, you have to check.
Not the pool, yeah. The pool, you could see the pool right to the bottom, but a lake, you can't go into a lake there.
No?
No, they have alligators. I was walking in South Tampa,
I don't know.
Next to a lake. Oh. All of a sudden, I almost stepped on an alligator. The lady's like, what are you doing? You can't walk here. There's alligators here. I said, well, I don't know. She's like, there's a sign 50 feet back. You missed the sign? I'm like, I guess so. Almost got eaten by an alligator. And then if the lady told me behind the property, there's a big like lake that goes.
Okay, so it's a big nature preserve over this.
No, it goes a few miles and all the alligators are in there and they go out. They go from there to all the other places. They go from one to the next.
You're right. So sometimes they'll get in, but it's not.
It's rare. No, they're not, but you have to be cautious.
Right. again.
The problem is you have to choishin over there. It's mamish gefeirlich. You have to be choishin. That's the problem.
No one's going to like.
I don't understand the people that like alligators. That's why I can't understand the fight with them. And
they play with them. No,
yeah, people are very busy with them.
No. He's dumb.
What are they? It's such a disgusting animal.
Yeah.
There's nothing. The animal. They're not friendly.
No.
They don't care about. They're vicious. Like, it's not an animal that you should.
No.
They hide. They're built.
They're dangerous animals.
Like the nose is on top. They look like a log.
They're dangerous animals.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
There are people that are busy with them.
Although, by the way, I think that it's easier to hold their mouth closed. It's very easy to hold their mouth closed.
Oh, very easy. Yeah. You just put a piece of tape around and it stays closed. They can't open. They have
it's
no.
Very strong.
A person's the same way. Put your hand down like this. It takes nothing for me to hold you from going up like this, but for me to hold you back from pushing down, it brought you much more strength.
Okay.
Okay, go try lifting up.
Okay.
Can't. Okay, now put your hand up, and now push down.
So you're saying their jaw mechanism.
Their jaw is very strong going down, going up is very strong.
Their jaw, you get stuck. It's a kind of.
They hold it down, and then they start rolling.
They know that you're.
You take a stick, you stick it in.
How about not getting 50 feet?
Yeah, exactly. Just let them stay away. What's the big deal? I have to pleasure them for.
When I was a kid, I read a book. I don't know if it was true, but it was a Yiddish book. You know the Yiddish books, the little one, the thin ones? You know, the Fasamte Breut? Yeah, Fasamte Breut, you know? So I used to read those. One of them was that a guy was in an alligator, like, ran after him. So he jumped up the tree, and he had a stick in his hand. And he was so nervous, he dropped the stick, and it got stuck in holding the mouth open to the alligator. The alligator was stuck with the mouth open and couldn't do anything, so he was able to get away. Oh. That was I don't know if it's a true story, but anyway. Zakti Gemara, Yutessan and Bays, today's shir is Lil Nishmas, Mrs. Garber, Bluma, Basim, Yoyel, Alevi.
He started the whole thing.
Zechat Sadik, Lebrocha, and Abdullah, and Mishol, her husband. The Fushlema is the Chaivas the Voira and Elias Machana Miral and Tinuk Ben Toibe Esther and somebody else in the Shul's kid is not well. Weber's kid, I don't remember. Weber's kid is, I forgot the name, is in the hospital also. Weber, yeah. I don't remember the kid's name. Okay, Maskev Lorav Huna. We're up till we hit the bottom and you're testing on the base. Maskula Rav Huna.
Melach.
We said, Hari Melach, Leitonim Beikra, the Torah doesn't repeat it. Uma Akva Beit, the Tanya Bris Melach, Oilam Hu, Shtehe Bris, Amura Melach, Div Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Oimer, Nemakam Bris Melach Oilam Hu, Venemelah Alam Bris Kunas Oilam. Kim Shi Yeshu Kabans Boy Kuna, Kaki Yeshu Kabans Boy Melach. So basically, you see clear that there's a din melech. Each one has a different way of learning it, but they're both agreeing that there's a din melech and that it's a chiv. Amar Yosef Rav Ketan and Don Svilei Amar Loi Melech is kasha. Amar Abayi Yehachi. So then, if you learn like that, so learn the Mishnah Lo Yotzak Nami Lo Yotzak Klal Elo. But what do we say? No Lo Yotzak Koyin Elazar. So Nami Lo Melech Koyin Elazar. That's how you learn the Mishnah. It's impossible. Can't learn the Mishnah. That's Elamai have to learn the Mishnah the other way, but then they don't stream with Yitzika. So how do you learn? That's called as if it's a guarantee. Command the Tana Bei Kro Damia. V'loi Tana Bei Kro v'ksiv v'kol karbon minchoskov v'melach timlach. You have the pasuk over here. Kol karbon minchoskov v'melach timlach. Yeah, this pasuk. Kol karbon minchoskov v'melach timlach. So Gemara says, "Hahu minboylech letanya ilunem a karbon melach shemani afil eitzim adam shenikru karbon." That kol karbon Rashi explains that the eitzim is nikru karbon shenem by garolos hipagol a karbon eitzim adam nikru karbon shu ikkal zevach. So those are two are called karbon. So tamalam and mincha. Ma mincha michedesh shachem boim chayvelo. Of course shachem boim chayvelo. So when says imam mincha miyuchedes shemater is afkol shemater, avidam shemater is matay murim. Tamalay ma'al mechaska, v'lay ma'al damcha. It's a limud. Yochte mincha kula tuuna melech. So the whole mincha shni melech, everything. Tamalay carbon. Carbon tuuna melech. V'ay mincha kula tuuna melech. Yeah. One second. What does he want? Okay. It's one with the mincha, so you also put some salt. Because you could donate in perik, what's the perik called? The last perik in Menachos. Harei la isarim. Daf kovav would bring down this halacha that you could donate a mincha levoina. Now the rabbis alavoina, ma'abnis alavoina, shkem ba ima b'kli echad. Now the rabbis alavoina above v'nei atzma. V'alavoina above v'zichin v'aktorius, minchas kainu, minchas kamashiach, minchas sochem, murichatzim, 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 v'ivri oilam, v'oilo, oif, these are all burnt on his back. How do you know that you have to put melech on them? Minayin, t'alim ha'kor karboncho, takri, melech, the end of this pasuk, right over here. So Gemara says, Amamar, ainly ala koimitz, minayin l'rabis alavoyna, ma'abinis alavoyna, shkeim bo imo b'kli echad. Va'amir ma'am mincha michedesh achem bo im chevelo.
So what
says?
You should not put it on?
What's the
asking over here?
We just said that. Yes, so you should not put it on. Hoch kama, ima korban klal, mincha prat, klal prat, ima klal mashta prat, mincha Chazvakol, klal prat, klal yadon, and klal prat. Ma prat furish achem boyin chervelo, avkol achem boyin chervelo. Achem boyin chervelo, mind you, eitzim. Avkol, eitzim, anything that needs wood, should be chayiv. Ema levoino.
To put on melach,
yeah. Ema levoino, because it needs wood to burn it. Va'aisi dam, the ikon
esochem. Avkol eitzim means anything that needs eitzim.
Yeah. No. Levoyin of icy dam, they can asochem. Asochem,
but
how they murim would
also. But the asochem don't get put on the fire. Asochem go down the hole.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well,
but it doesn't matter as long as it's boyin lechayv lezevach. That's another criteria. We said two things. Right, so they.
Two things.
He said Eitzim and Boyin Lechoyvel. Nesachem Mahadei Murud also. My time, Achil Vashtiyah. Adarabah. Kaparah Vasimcha. Pung Fakeret. Why does wine come? Because you have a kaparo after the drink is down. So a person who finishes the kaparo, he's happy. Hashem is also happy. El Levoyna Boyim of Kliachot. That's why. Aval Eitzim. Kechet miskashu b'hem mincha, hachem miskashu b'hem kulu kermanos. So melo.
I'm not going to put melech on the eitzim?
Yeah. Oh, that's why you do put melech on all kabbanas. That's why you do put kabbanas on melech. So if you have a ma'apram for shachem boin chaybala, u'materis, avkosh ha'boin chaybala materis, u'mai ni levoina, ha'bo b'zichet, ha'shari lechem, av midach win eloi, maybe not.
What would the midach win
eloi? All the kabbanas, all other kabbanas. Only things that are mater. So Gemara says, no, mid'itzchum al mechoschov, lo'i ma'al dimcho, b'chal da'hanach kulu, also b'chatzad. Means everything else, all the other command, mechas kainim and all that stuff. They all get melech. Amar, ma'am chosko, ulem al dimcha, ve'im al chosko, ulem al evarecho. Mistavra, evarim. It's open. It's not open?
No, not that one. The kitchen one.
My kid must have locked it. Who locked the door? He's on time.
Sorry about that. There's one time a friend of mine missed was late for Minta. The problem is the Mashgiach sat by right
here. Go take some proof. Go take a Mamalka. Go take a Mamalka on the table.
And the was like, no,
if you want. No pressure.
Where are we holding?
I'm today's daf still.
It's not so warm yet. He's still, we're getting comfortable.
When it gets the juicy, Smoothie.
No, wait, is tomorrow the Saturday? Or is the next day?
No, I didn't see tomorrow. Tomorrow is about Melech and Dam.
Oh, Melech, right.
Yeah, tomorrow is about blood.
And then the next tomorrow is about
Sarah. I have to go through it because I'm sure all the halachas about blood are tomorrow. I didn't go through. I just learned the Gemara Rashi.
You have your expert right here.
Yeah, I didn't go through the whole thing. I don't understand that blood. You'll see later. I don't understand the Gemara though, but it's interesting Gemara. Up to Chaf on Aleph on the bottom. Amar Mar. Ma'al minchasecha, v'lem al dimcha. That you need blood. You need to put melach on a mincha, but you don't on the blood. You don't put. How do you know? Maybe you don't put on evarim. Mistaver evarim avle buer shekain ajmna tamei. Simon, what is it? The first thing is achem bar chayva. That's the aleph. Kamaisa ishim kamaisa is the shin. Bachutz kamaisa is the beis. Noisa kamaisa is the nun. Tuma kamaisa is the tes. And meila kamaisa is the mem. What's the aleph? So look at Tosfos.
You always put it on food.
Right, that's just interesting. Yeah, he's not really answering the kasha.
No, because we're talking about brismala.
Right, he's not answering the kasha.
Table salt is a different thing.
Right, he's just saying they threw it in because of what's it called? I mean, really, I thought it was just they made a simon that you can remember. So it's a simon that you can remember. What are you going to tum? What are, you know? Okay, other rabbi from tomorrow. Dam avalei boish kemati kamaiso. Nifsa b'shkiz chama kamaiso. Shkemati kamaiso and shkiz chama kamaiso. Gemara says hanachafishim. This has more. So mele that way, you're right. Right. Amar shamei ani afilu eitzim v'dam shenikru karbon. Man shami, who holds the eitzim v'dam shenikru karbon? And you can put salt. Man shami dam eitzim shenikru karbon. Rebbe. And the Mar is going to ask a question. The Rebbe and Boyo Melach, the Tanya, Karban Mincha.
Doesn't need a rebuy from Melach.
Doesn't need a rebuy from
Melach. The Rebbe and Boyo Melach,
the Tanya, Karban Mincha, Malamachim, Stav, Eitzim, Kama, Shnei Gezir. Two pieces. V'chein hu ayimim, v'agro, lo, esipam, al, Karban Eitzim. Rashi brought that down from Pasuk Yirmiyah. Rebbe Yirmiyah, Eitzim, Karban Mincha, V'tun HaMelach, V'tun HaGosha. V'am Rav, Div Rebbe, Eitzim, Tun HaKemitza.
Also,
I don't know how you do it.
How do you do a Kemitza on a piece of wood?
I don't know. Vamara Papa.
Strong guy. What? How do you do
you grind it up. You grind it up. You right. Grind it up. You grind up the wood.
But then you're going to have. Do you have.
No,
you grind splinters?
You grind up a small amount.
You have to grind the whole dosh. No, that's the shnegazir. It has to be a block.
You bring shnegazirim, then mincha shnegazirim, and then you grind up. Yeah.
And trust me, anyway, you need wood for kindling. So.
So interesting. So they ground up wood. They had like a machine to.
A grinder, of course.
I'm sure it was a machine.
Then matzamel also.
Dewalt. Get Dewalt on them.
So Gemara says, "Vama papal diver Rebbe, sorry, Vama papal diver Rebbe, eitzim tzrichim eitzim, eitzim tzrichim eitzim zakasha."
How does that work?
How does that work?
Well, we do because eitzim need to burn the eitzim. You're putting these eitzim on the mizbeach as a carbon. That means there's a fire already there. But all
right. So he's asking, so Mela, according to him, you should need to put melach on the eitzim, and we know that we don't put melach on the eitzim. Yeah. So Gemara says, "Vela kral mutemai." What's coming to mind? Same kind of eitzim. Take out eitzim. So take an eitzim. Melo eitzim is taka needs melach. Let's stop here for today's daf. We'll continue in a minute. You want to go to the two dots? We'll go to the two dots. One second. Ve'ela krol mutei mai. What's pas come to mutei? Il mutei dam. Ma'amachos ka nafka. Dam ma'amachos lo dam va'al damecho. Apik eitzim. See right. Take out eitzim. Ba'al nasochim. Apik. No. Take out eitzim that doesn't need melach means it needs melach and put it in. Nasochim don't need melach. Right. So melo. That doesn't need melach. The time you aval yai v'adam v'eitzim aktoris ain't tuna melach. So what's the mani? I rebbe kashi eitzim. I rebbe kashi toris because he holds you don't need it. High time who the time you b'shmol b'noishel b'yochem breaker armor ma pram afurish dobishem kabatoma v'oilishem v'yesham as be'achitzen av kol dobishem kabatoma v'oilishem v'yesham as be'achitzen yotzu eitzim she'im kabatoma yotzu dam v'yayin she'ain alam l'ishem yotzu aktoris she'ain alam as be'achitzen. Sachem goes on the Ishim.
No.
Sachem you put on the Ishim.
Yotzadam
v'yayin.
Okay, that's
the Sachem. Yeah, right. Shalom al-Ishim. Yotzad k'torah she'en al mizah chitzon. El time demate k'rol adam. Holav ha'cham min adam libay melech. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Kivin the molche, nafakim teres dam. Dam ezir ha'machinino. Dam shebishlu ein ovalov if you eat it. Because it doesn't have the same, it's not dam anymore. Rebu dam ezeiri dam shemolchu ein ovalov. Because once you salt it, it doesn't have the same, it's not dam. It's salted.
Rabbi Yehuda today, Omar, Evarim Shalom, Vahela, Ein Bemishal Rechach. Same thing, because once it's not the same thing. It's not the same Evarim. So, Ma'otema, Mishdabu, Mashal, Mitzvah, Alma, and one says, no, you're right. You can't salt like your regular salt. But a little bit, the Yetzir Mitzvah, maybe that you should have to do by Dam. That's why I have a pasuk to tell you that Ma'amu Choscha, Veloy, Ma'al Dimcha. You think you have to salt it because you have to put melech on a carbon. And Dam's part of it. So that's why we have a pasuk, Ma'al Mechoscha, Veloy, Ma'al Dimcha, to tell you that no, that I have. To tell you that you don't salt Dam.